live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. We have the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All features for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls. Ladies first, it's Pinky on the line in Colorado on the AMP line. Hey, Pinky.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Ooh, I just had a fun little experience with the mall with the cop.
Now, is this a mall cop or a real cop?
Both.
Both. All right. What happened?
Well, I got paid today, so I went to the mall, like, wanting to spend my money.
Right. It's Christmas time, right?
Right. Supposedly, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the mall. I started at JCPenney's. I spent some money, and then I walked out of there and into the actual mall. And there was a mall security guard who said, I need to see your ID. I was like, why? And she's like, well, it's a mall rule that anybody under 21 has to show their ID to shop here on Friday night. I was like, well, that's stupid, and I'm not under 21.
And yeah, but if they think you are, then you have to prove it, huh?
Right. But I just walked away because I was like, whatever, it's just a mall security guard, and if they don't want my business, that's their problem.
Mm.
I didn't even get 100 feet away when two actual cops from the city of Aurora came running up to me like their butts were on fire, demanding to see my ID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess at that point there, the property owner has a rule in place, and if you don't want to follow the rule, which I guess you were following the rule because you weren't under 21, they have a rule in place that, you know, that they want followed, and if you're not following it, I guess you're trespassing. So the rule
is probably that they have to ask anyone they think is under 21. So unless she shows ID, she can't prove she's over 21.
Well, I don't know exactly what the implementation is, but I would likely say, I don't think I like your rule. Bye.
She could do that, but you weren't walking out, right? You weren't walking out of the mall. You were just walking on.
Right, I walked into the mall, and then the cops were there before I got 100 feet. So
got
the
it.
Cops, and this is a city, you know, a big city. This is in Denver, so there's gang problems, and there's cops hanging it out at the mall to harass people when they won't show their ID to the mall security.
Mm-hmm.
I find that ridiculous.
Well, again, I don't know if that's really. I don't know if I can really agree with you on this one because, again, if it is the mall's rule, you weren't really complying with their rules, and in that case, then they have to call somebody to enforce those rules. And unfortunately, the government police are the only protection services we have.
They were already there, just hanging out, waiting for people.
Yeah, and the cops don't have anything better to do on a Friday evening.
Oh, I see.
Bother the crap out of.
So their job is to be at the mall.
In Denver, Colorado. Right. Exactly.
Right. Because there's all kinds of terrible, violent things that occur at the mall, and the security couldn't take care of. I guess.
Evidently.
Well, there were those shootings recently, but I imagine those cops were there before the shootings. I remember down in Sarasota, there was an actual police substation existing inside the mall itself. So this is probably typical across the country.
It might be. This is the same mall, though. There was a big controversy a few years ago about they wanted more white people to shop at the mall, and I'm white, so I'm like, why are you harassing me? I'm the person you want to shop here.
I'm floored by that controversy,
true. It's
but okay.
Simon Mall in Aurora, Colorado. They, I don't know, it got into the media that they wanted more white people to shop there.
So what happened after the police ran up, as you say, with their butts on fire?
I said, is that a law that I have to show you my ID? And they said, no, but it's private property, so you have to either show it or you have to leave. And I said, well, then I'm leaving because they obviously don't want my business.
Did you point out that you had just finished? I mean, you had a JCPenney bag in your hand at that point, right?
No, I didn't. The Aurora cops don't have the best reputation. I didn't want to get into it with them.
No, I think you made your point. I think that's enough. You had a bag in your hands. You don't need to make any points to the police officers. The police officers are mindless goons that are going to go and do what they're told to do. They, the security guard, maybe they need to be told, look, I was here to spend some money, but your stupid enforcement of this stupid rule has caused me to leave. And I'm going to go some other place where I can spend my money and buy gifts for the people that I love, and it's not going to be here. And you're running customers with money out of their hands out of this place.
Yeah, specifically, I would have definitely told that to the security guard, and I would have even considered going back and returning whatever it was I just bought from JCPenney.
You know, and you can make telephone calls to some of the stores that you were considering going to, ask to speak to the manager, say, this is what happened to me tonight.
That's a great idea.
Or last night, or whatever. It would take you 15 minutes. You can make two or three calls. That would have a huge effect. Because these managers do not get calls like that. They have no idea.
I think it makes sense to call the managers of the stores, but also give a call to the actual mall management as well while you're at it.
I will definitely do that.
I am full of good ideas, Pinky.
Well, so now the cops at the point when you decided to walk away and leave the mall, did they press the issue or did they let you walk off?
Oh, they were like, we have to escort you out. And
okay,
so they
whatever.
Escorted me.
But that was it,
like,
though.
Okay.
They didn't bug you after that?
No, nope, they just bossed and I ignored them.
You know, that's not, I mean, it could have been worse. Certainly, they could have been much more belligerent with you. And the fact is, you didn't show the security guard your ID per his request. So I think the mall, as silly as the rule is, as far as their private property and their right to control it, they were certainly well within their rights to ask those things. I agree with you that the rule may be silly, but at the same time, I also understand that they don't want the mall packed with a bunch of little high school brats causing trouble and, you know, making it so that it's an undesirable shopping experience for anybody over the age of 21. So I can understand where the mall's rules came from.
I can't understand 19-year-olds hanging out at the mall. Is that what they're claiming happens? 20-year-olds hanging out at the mall? That doesn't make any sense to me.
These are kids, Mark. Look at
them. No, kids are 14 or 15.
No, Mark. Kids are now 20 and 19 and 21.
And that's where they were hanging out when they were 14, so they haven't figured out someplace else to go? Are you
telling
me,
Pinky? What do you think?
When I was, like, 21, I wasn't going to the mall to screw around. I was doing that someplace private.
When you say screw around, what do you mean?
Like, drinking and messing up. I mean, if we were at the mall, we were just shopping. We weren't causing problems, you know?
Well, how old are you now, if I might ask, or roundabout?
28.
All right, well, maybe things have changed over the last... Maybe things
And you looked under 21 to them, huh?
Yeah, evidently.
Well, you can take that as a compliment, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Pinky, great story. Thanks for calling. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got some experience in this area. Perhaps you, A, worked in a mall, B, spent a lot of time in a mall, maybe worked as mall security, and you can throw in your two cents. Would love to hear from you on this, Mark, you were saying.
Well, I when I have a complaint with a business, and it happens now and then, I do try to call the business, because rather than sitting there fuming, which is what I would have done at one point in my life, I'd have been like, grr, I don't like this. This happened to me, and I'm upset about it. Now I get it off my chest. I call the manager. I try to stay cheerful. They didn't do it, whatever it was. And I call the manager, and I talk to them about what it is that's bothering me. Sometimes if it's a restaurant, they'll give you a free meal. Sometimes I take them up on it. Sometimes I don't. I'm not calling for the free meal. I'm calling to express my displeasure with the service. Usually, they want to hear it. Every once in a while,
absolutely,
they don't.
They definitely want to get those market signals.
I stop, you know, then I know I want to stop doing business with it.
If they're rude?
Yeah, if they don't want to hear my complaint, and they're the manager,
I totally agree with that, Mark, and there are a lot of people that are very timid about approaching management when there is a problem. And it doesn't even have to be a big problem, necessarily. Maybe I'll seem petty for this, but just to give you an example.
I think you should call on any complaint you have in a business.
Julia and I totally agree with the way you want to approach it. You approach it as though you're understanding that mistakes have been made. Please don't be rude with the management. It's good to be nice because they appreciate it when you're nice about a problem. They really do. Mm-hmm. And you being nice about a problem will more than likely result in them giving you better service or making good in a more appropriate manner than they might with somebody who is rude.
Sure, they want to be good to a customer that's going to come in and be nice,
exactly,
and pleasant to deal with.
So Julia and I were out at some dinner recently, and we ordered a soda, an orange soda that was bottled, and it was something that was made for that particular business. And it was just the weakest orange soda I'd ever
drank.
It was just awful. And it was a $2 soda, so it wasn't like, you know, I mean, that was a good chunk of the bill. So I talked to the waitress, and I said, hey, you know, I was just very, very nice about it, and I said, we didn't really like this soda, and, you know, we'd only had, like, a couple sips of it, so obviously we didn't drink the whole thing, try to scam them or anything. And I said, would it be possible to maybe just take that off the bill? And she said, oh, no problem at all, and everything was friendly from then on out, and it was great. Just speak up if you've got a problem. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 14, 2007, gold, 790-70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $814.67, 401.55 for half, 278 for quarter. That's $814.67, 401.55, and 278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers traveled together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the One for All. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This eight-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Lycos. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum's a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. This January, Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will join Ron Paul at the 2008 Liberty Forum. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL, all one word, to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. Did I mention Free Talk Live will be in attendance broadcasting live as we did last year? And we're talking about maybe doing an extra show this time out. Last time we did Friday and Saturday night. This time the excitement has expanded to Thursday night, so I'm thinking we should be there for that.
I agree that we should be there on Thursday night. It's our big sponsor, Seikel CAI, is going to be sponsoring the cocktail get-together party that Thursday night, and I feel like we really should be there for that.
And I'm actually pleased
rub elbows, schmooze,
I think that little cocktail thing actually starts before Free Talk Live, so we can go and actually hang out there for at least an hour or so before we
have
to go
on air.
Does that
mean drunk people will be watching our show live?
We love that.
Oh, great.
There's nothing wrong with that. We don't mind.
No, it'll be good.
All right. 800-259-9231. We were talking about customer service a few moments ago. And if you've got any stories you want to share about a bad experience that you had at, well, it doesn't matter where, restaurant, store, whatever, and how well or how poorly you were handled, I'd be interested to hear your stories on that one. I know Johnson has suggested that I talk about the Albertsons incident. Though I don't know if that's a good example because I had to use leverage on that one. I guess I'll talk about it. Did we ever name that store in the past?
I don't know that you have.
Well, now we have. Down in Florida a couple years back. Let's see. We were out. Johnson, a former co-host who called earlier, Johnson and my girlfriend at that time, Jackie, and I had gone to Albertsons to pick up some food. I think Jackie and I got like $75 worth of groceries. Johnson was buying a pack of cigars. And I'm trying to recall the details here. Basically, we all went up to the checkout together, and Jackie had, you know, put the groceries up there. All of it had been rung up. So $75 worth of groceries had been rung up, and then the cigars came out. At that point, the cashier asked all three of us for our identification. Now, this was the first time I had ever encountered something like
this. Right, somebody's asking you for identification. You're not even buying anything.
I was not buying the cigars, and I don't recall if it was a separate purchase or not. I think it might have been the same purchase.
In the same general vicinity, though.
Now, he's saying I shouldn't talk about it. Well, Johnson should call in case I get any of the facts wrong, but I'll let him call a second time on this one because it's a good story. Anyway, the cigars came up. She cards everybody. And I was pretty surprised and a little bit outraged by that. I didn't understand the reasoning for it, and so I inquired as to, you know, why is it you're asking for all of our identification? I'm not buying the cigars. Now, all of us were certainly of age. Wouldn't have been an issue, necessarily. Nobody was trying to scam the store.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, you know, well, it's the rules. And I wanted to know if it was the law or if it was just a store rule. And
by the way, that question simply does not work because the person who is enforcing the rule, whether it's a rule or a law or whatever, doesn't know, will likely say it's a law simply to foist the burden off of themselves. Hey, look, I'm just following the law here. It pretty much works for the Nazis in Nuremberg, right? Well, it didn't exactly, but that's how people think. Look, it's the law. And they don't know. They're not lawyers. Their boss told them to do it, and they don't know if it's the law or some company policy or what.
Right, so she wasn't really too sure, but the manager happened to be standing right there at that time, and Johnson's on the line with us again here. Johnson on the amp line. You there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
All right, am I wrong on anything so far?
No, it sounds right so far. I mean, I a little bit because I'm listening on the stream, so when I called in, I switched over, so I might have missed a little bit.
So I'm up to the point here.
My concern is, let me stop you a little bit. Weren't you paid off to not talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
Not name the store?
No, I think I was just doing them the favor of not naming them in the past.
I thought you had discussed this with them, and they gave you something like $200 worth of groceries.
Well, I was going to tell you. I was going to talk about what they did. But essentially the rest of the story here is I asked the woman why. She said, well, it's the rules. And so was that a law or is it store policy? policy. And that's when the manager, this was like at midnight, so the store was getting ready to close. And so that's when the manager, who happened to be standing nearby, came up, and I don't recall if he specified if it was the law or store policy, but he essentially explained that the reason for it was so that there couldn't be kids all together buying alcohol for one another or that sort of thing.
Right. Like, you know, if a 121-year-old kid comes in and then he's got his girlfriend and a couple other friends are all beneath the age of 21. You know, he just loads up a shopping cart full of beer, and he's got an ID that's good, and the rest, and, you know, it's clear and obvious that these kids are going to go have a party. That would prevent that. Not that I think there's anything wrong with 18, 19, 20-year-olds going to have a beer party any more than a 21-year-old. I don't see why they suddenly become more responsible.
So, did you mention the part about the, you know, when you said, well, I think this policy is asinine?
That's what I was about to get to, because I said, well, wait, so that means that all they have to do is sit out in their car and send somebody in? You know, or what if a woman is coming in with her, you know, an adult woman is coming in with her 10-year-old? Are you going to refuse to sell to her because she's with somebody who's underage? And then I said, that's, excuse me, sir, but that's asinine. And that's when the manager blew up. And he started yelling at me.
This is my favorite part, because he shouts at Ian, and he's like, don't swear in my store! You have no right to swear at her! And I had to chime at that point, and I went, asinine is a dictionary word, sir. It's not a swear, and it has nothing to do with one's posterior. And,
right, it's like a donkey.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Really?
Yeah. It's totally separate. That is in regards to a donkey. The you know, calling someone an ass is in relation to a donkey.
Right.
But asinine is a totally separate word. It has one S, not two.
You're right about that.
Yeah, there's no negative connotation to asinine. He's just an idiot.
Well, it says, as far as the etymology... As far as, Johnson, as far as the etymology goes, at Merriam-Webster's m-w.com, it says, of or relating to an ass.
Oh, well, okay.
So you're mistaken. But anyway, it's still not a cuss word. It has to do with a donkey.
That's correct. So anyway, he started yelling and getting out of control, and at that point, he demanded that I leave the premises, and of course, it's their property, and I made a comment to that much. I said, it's your property, I understand, and I walked out, and then shortly thereafter, I think you and Jackie also left both of your sales on the register and also walked out, so...
Unfortunately, I had already paid at that point, I believe, but Jackie left hers.
That's right. So it was a $75 sale with all kinds of groceries, so, and they were about to close, so those guys had to go back and put all those groceries away as a result of their idiocy. And then, of course, there is the rest of the story here, and I'll tell you that here in a few moments, 800-259-9231, because I was pretty ticked off about that. You know, I have, up until that point, had enjoyed my shopping experiences there till the manager decided to get smart with me, and so I did contact management of that particular store, and we can tell you a little bit more about what happened here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Features for free. We've got a wiki there with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive and edit it to your heart's content. It's free, of course. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Without permanently changing your diet, check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We're talking a little bit of a customer service story, what happened in down in Sarasota where we used to live. It was close to midnight at a grocery store, and they decided to card all three of my myself and Johnson and my girlfriend at the time for trying to when Johnson was trying to buy a pack of cigars, and it just took me by surprise. I was shocked that they would try to card everybody when it was only one person who was doing the transaction. They claimed the reason was to prevent kids from buying stuff that they shouldn't be buying.
I can tell you it would be a terrible experience for me if I happened to be buying my cigars with my wife present at the grocery store. If she had to show her ID. This woman never has to show her ID for anything.
Really?
She doesn't drink much, and so she doesn't have to show it at bars. She's never probably ever bought tobacco products, so she would be prickly if she had to show us an ID.
Right, which
while
is how
I'm
I
buying
felt.
Cigars.
Which is how I felt. And Johnson's back on the line, and I presume you were as upset as I were was at that time.
Yeah, I was annoyed. To tell you the truth, I was a little bit taken aback because you and Jackie reacted first, even though it was, I believe they were carding because of the cigars, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was what it was, I mean, back when I smoked. But, I mean, you guys sort of reacted first, and, I wasn't even expecting it, and I would have probably just ordinarily just showed my ID. I mean, to be honest, I just wouldn't have reacted. I would have been like, okay, not worth the hassle, whatever. But when you reacted, I was sort of like, okay, I'm instantly behind this. I was sort of like, all right, somebody who's, you know, it's sort of a in numbers kind of thing. It was sort of empowering and nice to have that happen.
I think it would have worked out okay had the manager not stepped in and been such a jerk. I mean, I would have probably have just said, well, I think that's asinine, and gone ahead and shown my ID at that point. But then he came in and told me not to curse in his store, and that's when it just went off the deep end.
Yeah, there was something... I don't know how he was manager, to tell you the truth. There seemed to be something a little bit mentally off with that.
Well, I think he probably thought he heard ass, and he thought that, he was
going
to come off the rails.
Well, he heard asinine, and he's an idiot.
I don't mean that particular instance. I sort of mean the way he looked. You know, he was sort of unkempt. His shirt was sort of half untucked. He was sort of had this sort of slouched to his shoulder and, one of those deep furrows to his brow. And he sort of just, the whole cadence and way he spoke, there just seemed to be something a little mentally off about this this fine store manager.
So the reason why that wasn't a good example of an average customer service story is because I had to pull my media credentials out in order to get anything to happen in that particular case, because I went up the chain and I ended up talking to one of the top people in that particular grocery chain. And essentially, you know, I had to point out that, look, I'm on this radio show. I'm going to get on and talk about how your customer service is shoddy.
I thought it was actually kind of, you were being nice in that situation because, from what I recall, I was egging you to talk about it on the radio. Just go ahead and talk about it on the radio. And I was pushing you to do that. And you were sort of the mindset,
giving them the opportunity.
Well, let me give them the opportunity to make good.
Right, and they did.
I didn't even want you to give them that opportunity.
They made good in a fairly decent way, but I feel as though it wouldn't have happened had I not been on the radio. I feel like they would have just chucked me off as a another angry customer.
So was it a policy or was it a law? Do you recall?
I believe it's store policy.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it up here, too.
Not a terrible policy.
It's a stupid policy is what it is.
I guess policies are fine either way if you want to have them. The problem was the manager just flipped.
Yeah. And I still think it's a stupid policy because, again, if you insist on carding everybody when someone wants to buy alcohol, what about people with kids? What about people with teenagers, young teens with them? How are they going to know you're their mom and, that you're not just some adult that they've got buying alcohol
and the
for
thing
them?
Is, the thing that was really obvious is, of course, they don't do anything in those situations. Of course they don't actually do anything in those situations.
Yeah, sure.
They were only particularly doing that in this case, They were only particularly they were singling out because it was the prejudices of that particular store clerk.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Anyway, it was interesting the way it all came out, and thanks for calling in on this, Johnson.
No problem. I feel like I should be talking slowly and making fun of you with every word out of my mouth since it's been so long since you've actually let someone call in a second time.
Well, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And let's go to the phone.
Oh, we needed him.
Christina's gone. I'm sorry about that. Didn't get to her in time. 800-259-9231. So whether you've got a customer service story, maybe it's a nightmare story like that one was. It was just awful because I wanted that $75 in food. I really didn't want to leave that food there, but had to teach them a lesson,
Hey, well, there's grocery stores all over.
There's, well, not ones that are open till midnight. Most grocery stores not that way, but here in where we live, there's a 24-hour one, which is nice. But, yeah, I've seen that policy since, and it's fine. If it's the store policy that I've got to show.
The 24-hour one here in town, I don't understand why most grocery stores don't do this. Because the 24-hour one here, they've got to be there to do the stocking anyway.
You've got to have crew. Sure.
All they're doing is employing somebody to go beep, beep,
right,
beep, beep. Surely there's enough people that roll through the store. There's enough profit to be had to pay somebody something like $8, $9, $8
sure.
an hour to
well, because,
be there?
Because the way they used to do it down at, because I used to go to a cash and carry down in Florida several times. I don't think they even exist anymore. They've been bought out. But they used to run 24 hours. And the way it would work is the person who was running the register up front would also sort of be working the up front area. So in those times when things are so slow that there's no one at the register, you don't want to pay somebody to just stand there. So they're, you know, working on the aisles and they're front and facing the things that are
yeah,
nearby.
All kinds of
so they just sort of have a zone that they work that's the front of the store. And they can keep an eye on things and check customers out when it's necessary.
And
it totally
probably,
makes sense.
There's probably paperwork to be done. I'm sure that the manager or whatever, whoever, you know, is cashing out is likely the one who's handling that. It just doesn't make any sense
yeah,
not to have a 24-hour store to me.
It really doesn't. So anyway, what I was asking, though, is if you've got a hell story, a nightmare, a customer service nightmare from both sides. If you, you know, if you've worked customer service and you've got just an awful customer you want to tell us about, or the other way around, awful
yeah.
customer service.
Tell us about your cell phone story.
What do you mean?
Cell phone company is the worst.
You know, I've never had a problem. I've never I've had Altel, I've had Verizon, I've had Sprint. Whenever I have an issue with the phone, I usually just bring it in. They swap me out with a new phone.
It's not the phones themselves. It's when something goes wrong on your bill. When you're disputing a charge in your bill, or you know, phone company or the cell phone company. When there's some problem, that's when it comes in. Like if you go into Rome when you. Feel you shouldn't have been into Rome, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, free roaming, so it's not an issue.
Well, it is now, but it's been
right.
You know, cell phones have been around for about a decade now, and people had more problems in the past than they do these days.
So whether it's customer service or whatever you want to talk about, we go to the phones and talk to. I think this is Angel in California, listening on KCAA. Hello, Angel.
Hey, Ian, Mark, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I didn't think your name was Angle. They misspelled it Angle. You're not Angle, right? It's Angel.
It is Angel.
That's what I thought. All right, what's on your mind?
My alias is Angle. hey, man, I wanted to update you guys on... I called in a little while back about my driver's license. All of a sudden, going to renew it recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on hold from North Carolina.
Right, because you were in the military, you got a DWI on base from the military police there, and then somehow, you know, obviously the state, was it North Carolina?
North Carolina.
The state didn't have a record of it initially, but somehow got it, you know, a few years later, and then starts to hold it against you.
Yeah, that's right. And
so you had to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to get everything back in line.
Still jumping, and the fees are just mounting and mounting today.
Let's get an update from you here in a moment. If you can hang through, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, the latest with Angel's ID situation, driver's license situation. It's just an absolute nightmare for him. And we'll hear from you. I mean, you want to talk about bad customer service. There's plenty of it with government. More on the way. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
A face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. If you like the show, then you should go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. So head on over there and take a look at all the different products we've got, everything from our retro lounge shirt to hoodies to hats and more. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Maybe buy some Free Talk Live gear for a friend or a loved one who also likes the show. Good excuse to buy stuff for holidays. Free Talk Live stores at store.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Wow and amaze your techie friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet. You want to talk about a perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff? Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. As we go back to Angel, listening on KCAA out in California. Now, Angel, when you called in before, you told us just this absolute government horror story. We've been talking about customer service stories all hour long here. You want to talk about bad customer service? The DMV is about as bad as it can get.
Ooh-wee.
And just to recap your situation, you had gotten a DUI, and it was on base, a military DUI, I guess, down in
Capitol Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. And you thought you'd taken care of it, right?
I did. I actually, you know, the Marine Corps is not one place to let you out with stuff not rectified, you know.
So you did take care of it. And what happened was the bureaucrats dropped the ball. Somehow it didn't get noted in the system, and it came back to bite you. How long was it between when you got the DUI and when it came back to bite you recently?
13 years.
Wow.
You know, the sad thing is I've renewed my license several times since exiting the military. But since recently, all the computer systems have been integrated throughout the country, I guess.
I see.
Yeah, and all kinds of stuff is coming back up, you know. And I've tried to tell them before, does it kind of sound like this where if they outlawed alcohol tomorrow, would they go back and arrest the people who drank yesterday? That's how I feel. It's happened with this whole situation.
So what was it that we were, they basically told you that you could not drive or your license was suspended as a result of what happened in North Carolina that you had taken care of, but again, didn't make it into the system. And what were they telling you you had to do in order to get everything in order again?
Well, see, I tried to call Quantico, Virginia, and even Camp Lejeune to go to my personnel records and find where I completed this one-week course, which accumulated about 16 hours, to find that so I can send that back into them. I needed to get them the information to show that I took this course.
Sure. Right.
Okay, nobody had it. Quantico, Virginia, nobody had any of my files. I don't even have the file. I don't know what had happened to it. But I took the damn class, you know. So I'm trying to get help from the congressman here, Ken Calvert in Riverside, and Assemblyman, the VA, anybody. But everybody's pointing fingers in different directions in which way to go. So I decided.
That's how it is with government bureaucracies every single time.
I'm sorry, that's not my department. We'll send you over here. You can try them.
God, have I heard that so many times in the last 2 months.
Yep.
But so I said, you know, I just got to get my damn license, you know. So I got to go to an assessment, get assessed for alcohol. Okay, that's $100. We sit down with him. He says, that happened 13 years ago. You know, you're a pretty sober guy today and this and that. I'm going to recommend that you take no course, and I'll send that back to North Carolina. So I'm thinking, oh, sweet deal. So he sends it back over there, and I call North Carolina, and they say that I don't think so. We need some type of paperwork. A minimum 16-hour course must be taken.
Well, at least they didn't make you take it in North Carolina.
No, I don't want to go back to that huge trailer park again. So then I have to pay another $260 to some company out there that's state licensed to go through and find your information again.
$260 to search for this class that you took. Likely at that price, that would be taking the class again.
Yeah. So I still got to take the class. So then it's going to be another $179 for the class. But
what was the $260 for? I missed that.
The $260 it was to a company called Costran. They are licensed through the state of North Carolina what they do is I got to send all my information saying I took my course and this and that, and then they will send the paperwork over to DMV saying okay. So they want to collect $260 to say okay, you know. That
so they're sort of they're dealing with the DMV for you is basically what they're
doing? Yeah, they're in North Carolina. They deal with the DMV.
Why couldn't you just deal with them yourself? Is it just
I asked them that, too, today, talking to the DMV. And they said that it's just not... That's why they contract out to these companies who are licensed. I don't know. I think they're just a way
scam.
To collect
it's a hustle.
Money.
Yeah, it's a scam. They're business buddies, and they've got a sweet government contract.
Right. Not saying that you have any choice, but it's a hustle.
Right. You know, and no wonder why 25% of the homeless are veterans these days. Because... this is just crap stuff, and not even the VA wants to get involved and help me on this. And I'm just sinking by
the
day.
No, why should they? They've got no obligation to help you out.
Yeah,
the hell do they care?
God bless America, guys.
So you pay $260 to have this intermediary pass the paperwork on. Once you finally pay $179 to actually take a class all over again that you've already taken. So this intermediary basically certifies that the class you took in California was okay and qualifies you for the deal in North Carolina. Have you taken the class yet? Or are you still waiting on that?
No, I scheduled that all today, but I had to go back to the assessor so he can. I can give him another $138 so he can write down that, yes, I should take the 16-hour course.
Would you describe yourself as a rich man? Can you afford this kind of hundreds of dollars here, hundreds of dollars there?
Yeah, no, not even close, man. I can't, no, not even close.
You know,
I can't afford this.
The charges don't change. If you were... You know, if you were Richard Gere, it would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same prices. And this is, it's just a regressive tax on the poor.
And, you know, what's their excuse here? Their excuse is they're trying to protect people from drunken drivers with all this bureaucracy and mandates and mandatory classes and fees and, you know, hoops that you have to jump through. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they don't justify this, man. sorry.
I was just going to say, this doesn't do a damn thing to keep drunk drivers off the road. This is just bureaucracy and filling their coffers full of your money. That's all this is. And the only thing they do is they just put the, you know, we're protecting you label on it to make it look like they're doing something good. This is just nonsense.
Yeah, they asked me to go see an assessor and get assessed on my alcohol abuse. He says that I'm fine, I don't need to take classes, and then they say no to it.
Forget it. Yeah,
they
who
want
cares?
Damn
well,
money.
No means more money, right? For them.
Yeah. No, I hate Alberta.
Oh, gosh.
Too,
Angel, I'm so sorry to hear about your story, and I'm sure you'll keep us... again, you've scheduled the class, so you still have more hoops to jump through. Once you're done with the class, then you send it to that intermediary. They yes. send it on to North Carolina. That should alleviate your North Carolina issues, right?
That should... Put the hold, you know, take the hold off of my California driver's license.
And that would end it
then. Yeah, I'm going to have to miss work, hours of, you know, some hours of work to go sit 2 hours a day, you know, for 3 times a week to get this thing settled as soon as it can. And, yeah, as like I said, I can't afford to do any of this stuff, but it's going to have to come out of my ass somewhere.
Well, Angel, good luck, and thank you for keeping us informed on this, and we appreciate the call and the story.
All
it's certainly
right,
something
good
that...
Guys.
Thank you,
good
sir. Luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, when it comes to government, there is no customer service.
Right, there isn't, because you're not a customer. You're
well,
a slave.
I mean, look, he even jumped through the hoop and showed them, look, this expert... That I, you know, this expert that you guys supposedly have some level of respect for says I'm not a problem, and this is I'm clear, and my driver's history is okay, and I'm not an alcoholic, and this should just go away. Then they say, no, you know, that wouldn't make it so we get our money. So you're gonna have to go and jump through these hoops anyway, because we can make you, because we've got the guns, and if you don't have your car, you can't get to work.
Yeah.
So we got you where we want you.
Tough.
It's really like dealing with the mafia. Really is. It's like dealing with a gang of criminals. Because there really isn't that much difference between the government and a gang of criminals. The only real difference is the government's managed to fool everybody into thinking they're not a gang of criminals. They've done a brilliant public relations job to cover it all up. To cover up the violence, to cover up the coercion, and to make it look like they're making Angel jump through all these hoops. Because he's a danger to society. He could go out there and drink and get behind the wheel, and if we don't have him pass all these tests and pay all these fines, then he could, you know, paying all those fines would drive me to drink.
Right, he did it 13 years ago. I mean, forget about it. There's no reason to have revoked his license from something that happened 13 years ago when he's had several licenses up, you know, he's been licensed up to this point.
Ludicrous. Can you imagine what a former alcoholic might do if he'd been clean for 10 years and then all of a sudden lost his job and had to jump through all these hoops because he couldn't get to work anymore, having to deal with the government that just doesn't care and could give a damn about him?
It could be a bad situation.
Not going to be good. Hour 3 is on the way. Still to talk, stuff to talk about the Dutch. They're banning hallucinogenic mushrooms. Do you think that's a good idea? We'll explain, and we'll talk about it with you, about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.